I'm gonna step on it, Frank. The concert's half over.
If I go any faster, we'll either be over the cliff or in jail. Look, don't worry about it. We're gonna make it.
I'm supposed to sing the last song, you know.
Yes, I know that. But my heart threw away the key. I was blind
as a man could be. I don't know why my car's been dented, and I don't know why someone's trying to frame me.
Jerry told me that he was tracking down a big story. Harriet wasn't driving the car, it was someone else. I want to find out who it was.
Mr. Hardy, someone disconnected Mr. Morgan's life support system.
Harriet!
Hey, they're crazy here, and they're talking to me like I'm crazy.
Part of a pattern crisscrossing the U.S., that's what Jerry told me.
Someone would kill to keep that quiet.
Valley. Unfortunately, we had just learned that the police department had arrested one of our best friends.
Something I can do for you?
Yeah, we just got word that a friend of ours, Harriet Alexander, was arrested this morning. Is there someone we can talk to about it?
Do you know what she's being held on?
Yeah, charges.
Well, we'd like to see her.
Boy, am I glad to see you. Hey, when do I get out of here?
We're not sure yet. Bail hasn't been set.
Not been set? Why? Don't they have to set bail?
They will.
Hey, they're crazy here. And they're talking to me like I'm crazy.
We had no idea the night before what we were heading into. Joe had agreed to sing at Harriet's concert. She had mentioned to us that she was worried about something. She just neglected to tell us what it was.
Step on it, Frank. The concert's half over.
If I go any faster, we'll either be over the cliff or in jail.
Look, don't worry about it. We're gonna make it. I'm supposed to sing the last song, you know.
Yes, I know that. Have I ever let you down?
You can take the fifth on that.
Something. I'm Jerry Morgan.
So keep it up.
Alex Campbell, road manager.
Quench my desire.
You wanted to talk to me about the guys.
About your road trip. How many towns have you hit?
Can't I stop counting after 50? We've been really traveling.
Good receptions?
Listen for yourself.
He's new, isn't he?
That's right. Why?
I'm told he's got quite a career ahead of him.
When you wrap your loving arms around me.
Jerry, what are you doing here?
I was a little worried. I didn't think you were going
to
make it.
Oh, it's only when I start to throw things he starts to worry.
Thanks.
Hi, Jerry.
How are you?
Your love.
You're next. You're not going anywhere, are you?
Oh, when I go, I just broke the land speed record to get you here.
You're going to stay right here, you're going to watch the show, and you're going to enjoy your younger brother entertaining.
Don't I always?
So keep it up, quench my desire, and I'll be at your side.
Before we leave, tomorrow afternoon in Carnsby Park. So try and be there. We need you. Thank you. Anyway, for our final number tonight, we were going to do a song, but...
Hope it's mine.
I should wrap this mic around your throat. I didn't think you...
Hey, it's good to see you too.
This is a tune Joe wrote. We used to do it together back in a little club in Bayport. It's called Hey Deanie.
No one was more surprised than myself to see Jerry Morgan in Spencer Valley. He was an old friend and one of the best investigative reporters in the business.
There he goes again.
What's going on? What kind of a story are you chasing after in a little place like this?
Little places like this are links in a chain. You get enough of them together and you get one large operation.
What operation?
Let me work on it a little longer. Curb that detective instinct for one night.
I should have some answers tomorrow. But really, you should stay out of it for now. It's kind of dangerous.
Mr. Morgan, I know your reputation. When an investigative reporter wants to talk to me about one of my groups, it worries me. It disturbs me the whole night and I can't sleep. Now, why don't you just tell me exactly what it is you're investigating and what it has to do with Roadshow?
Just following a pattern, Campbell. One that's crisscrossed the United States the last few months.
You were great.
We haven't really met. I'm Alex Campbell, their road manager.
It's nice to meet you.
Hi.
You were great, just like the old days.
I wish you'd come around to hear the whole thing.
Oh, the lights were really getting to me.
Since when?
Since tonight.
That was really ace, baby. Look, why don't you hit the road with us for a while?
Thank you, but you don't need me. I mean, the crowd was roaring before I got within 10 miles of here.
No, I'd like to discuss that with you. Seriously.
You sing real pretty.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Can we keep that kind of talk down to a minimum? He's hard enough to live with as it is.
Where were you this time?
Someone I had to talk to.
This is the stabilizing influence in my life. My older brother, Frank. This is Steve.
How you doing?
Ears.
Hi, Ears.
Eddie.
How you doing?
Eddie, nice to meet you.
And this is Harry. Harriet, the leader of the group.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks.
Why didn't we do this before in Bayport?
We did do this before, but you were always too busy to come down and hear your own flesh and blood wow an audience.
Well, if I'd known the company you're keeping, I...
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
We're having a little get-together tonight at the Palms Motor Lodge. It's a little place on the edge of town.
Yeah, we passed it when we came in. We're thinking of staying there ourselves.
Join us. We're going to blow this town apart. Right, Steve?
Yeah.
See you guys later.
That sounds terrific.
Harry, why don't you come to the party?
Sure, I'll be there. I have something I have to do first, okay? Meet you there.
Harry, something's wrong. I know you.
Joe, don't always be a detective. There's nothing wrong. I've got something I have to do, and I'll meet you later, okay?
Harry.
You know, you come into my life in passing. Don't try to understand it. It belongs to me.
Something wrong?
I guess not. You talk to Jerry?
Yeah, he won't tell me a thing.
Something's going on here, Frank.
I know. I feel it, too. Let's see what's going on at the party.
All right.
The party was great, but there was still no sign of Harriet. That's when I started to worry.
That's what they all say. Wouldn't dream of it.
I didn't get which...
Let another one slip through your fingers, huh?
Just a temporary setback. Speaking of beautiful women who have slipped through fingers, where's your date?
My date?
You remember Harriet?
I don't know. She was supposed to be here like an hour ago.
Hey. You all right?
Fine, Alex. Just leave me alone.
Harry, something's happened. I know it.
Hey, will you stop with that? I'm just tired, very tired. I just need some sleep, that's all.
Hey, Harry, you've got to join the party. Party's not a party without the star attraction.
Hey, your star attraction is burning out. You guys have a good time. I'll check with you in the morning.
Harry, let her go. Harry, let her go.
Okay, everybody, the manager says we have to wrap it up. We got a big day tomorrow. We have to celebrate the independence of this great, glorious land of ours. Or we have to sing a few psalms for its salvation. Now, you can all see Roadshow in Carnsby Park tomorrow. So thank you all very much for coming. Good night. Thank you. Thank you. Good night. Good night. Thank you.
I think she's in trouble.
I do, too.
Well, there's something we can do right now if she's not going to level with us. I mean, sometimes all a person wants is to be left alone.
No, well, tonight we'll leave her alone. Tomorrow we'll see what we can do to help her.
You don't give up, do you?
Not when I care about somebody.
Isn't that Mrs. Morgan?
Yeah. I'm surprised Jerry didn't make it tonight.
Yeah, I am too.
I have a feeling he's in trouble, Frank.
Well, our first night in town seemed to be turning into a little more than we bargained for. But we were confident that everything would work itself out in the morning.
What is it?
Your name, Harriet Alexander?
Yes.
You own that red Volkswagen in the parking lot?
Yes. Is it about last night?
Did you loan that vehicle to anyone in the last 24 hours?
I filled out a full report last night. What's my car got to do with this anyway?
You were being arrested for suspicion of involvement in a hit-and-run accident that happened at 2:42 this morning.
That's crazy.
Get dressed, Miss Alexander. And don't think about going anywhere. We'll be right here.
I don't believe it.
Harriet, didn't run?
See this dent in the fender here? Well, they pulled some hair out of this broken headlight here. The lab's running tests on it now to see if it matches Morgan's.
Did you say Morgan?
Jerry Morgan?
That's right. He's a reporter from out of town.
He's a friend of ours, too.
Well, your friends sure got themselves in a lot of trouble, didn't they?
We'd like to see Harriet, Sergeant.
Would you?
Sergeant? The lab verified those tracks the site of the accident. They belong to this car.
They're friends of the suspect. Also the victim. They're just leaving.
I'm Frank Hardy, my brother Joe.
Oh, Lieutenant Collins.
Lieutenant, we'd like to talk to Harriet about getting a lawyer.
The court will appoint her one.
We'd like to see her anyway.
Dr. Friedman, our psychiatrist, is interviewing her right now.
Psychiatrist?
We have to determine whether we can let her out on bail or not.
We'll wait if it's all right with you.
Suit yourself.
Jerry tells us he's working on something, something big, something happening in Spencer Valley. And Harriet's distraught about something, we don't know what. Then the same night, Jerry's run down and Harriet's arrested as the hit-and-run driver. It doesn't make any sense.
We gotta talk to them.
Yeah, but the hospital said he's still in a coma.
They don't know if he's gonna come out of it either.
Joe and Frank Hardy?
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Friedman. I understand you want to see Harriet Alexander.
You're the psychiatrist?
Well, that's not my official field. I'm actually a medical doctor, but I'm the closest thing this town has to shrink.
How is she?
Well, she's fine physically, but I'm concerned about her emotional state.
What do you mean?
Your friend has been under a tremendous psychological strain. Apparently, she's suppressed what happened last night, and subconsciously, she's simply... I don't quite know how to put it. She substituted another event in its place. She told me that she sat in her car and saw the action take place. She claims that she came to the police department and reported it herself. The distressing thing is, I think she really believes it. I mean, she's convinced that that's what actually happened.
What if that is what actually happened?
Well, there was no report of the accident.
What about bail?
Well, I'll have to consider that. The court wants her admitted to the hospital for further psychological tests. When you talk to her, be brief and try not to upset her.
Well, now you know as much
Please
as we
don't
did.
Upset her.
Only Harriet could tell us the rest.
Dr. Friedman, he didn't believe a word I said. I filed a report right here in this police station. I swear it.
Harriet, why don't you tell us what happened?
I was on my way back to the motel.
From where?
I was on my way back to the party. Just driving slowly, kind of unwinding after the show. I turned onto a street near the hospital and stopped at the traffic light and waited for it to turn green when I noticed this guy across the street.
Do you know who he was?
He looked familiar, but I didn't know him. Then I saw this car, a green Chevy. It pulled away from the curb and started towards the guy as he stepped down off the curb. And the guy saw the car and he stopped and waited for it. And then all of a sudden, the car started accelerating. And it swerved over, and the guy started to see it, but it hit him. It hit him hard. That's what happened. I can still hear the sound. I just couldn't believe it. I jumped out of my car and I ran to the guy, and he wasn't moving. I could tell he was still alive. I knew that the police station and the fire department was a few blocks away, so that's where I went. That's it. That's what happened. I reported it. They sent out an ambulance. And I came back to the party. You can see why I wasn't in the most festive of moods.
There's one thing I don't understand.
What?
The accident took place on the other side of town.
I got lost, I guess.
You got lost?
Yeah. There was something I had to do. It has nothing to do with this. It's not important. The important thing is that I didn't hit anybody. I saw it happen, and I reported it.
Can you think of any reason why the police wouldn't have a record of that report?
No.
Do you know who the officer was?
I don't know.
Can you describe him?
Blonde, young, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why my car's been dented, and I don't know why someone's trying to frame me. You guys are the detectives. You're supposed to figure this out.
Okay. Describe the car you saw again.
It was an old one, a 60 or a 61. Light green.
Did you get the license number?
I had just seen a guy get run down. You guys don't believe me, do you?
We'll do everything we can.
You've got to help me. You're all I've got. You've got to believe me.
Well, I don't know what to believe, but if the doc's right, then she's crazy. And if she's right, then this whole town's crazy.
Well, she's holding something back. Something to do with why she was on the other side of town last night.
Okay, what's next?
Well, we'll split up. I'll go to the hospital and try and talk to Jerry. You try and find that 61 Chevy.
Okay, I'll also go talk to the guys in the band. Maybe they know what Harry was doing last night.
Good. I'll see you back at the motel.
Okay. Steve?
Bell been set?
No, not yet.
I wish we never came to this town.
Yeah, that makes two of us. I've been talking to a lawyer I know. He's going to represent Harriet.
Do either of you have any idea where Harriet may have gone last night?
No, I don't.
She was going to the party at the motel.
Yeah, I know, but the accident was on the other side of town. She had to have been going somewhere else first.
You got me.
Where were you?
Me?
Well, you arrived late.
I stopped to get some extra equipment, that's all.
What time did Harriet leave?
Right after she got the note.
The note?
What note?
A stagehand gave her a note just before the show. So I gave it to her, and she read it and took off.
What did it say?
It was folded. I figured it might have been personal. So anyway, she didn't like it. She threw it away.
Where?
In the wastebasket. There it is, the blue paper.
Meet me at the corner of Franklin and Main after the show. If you're not there, you know what will happen.
I talked to the nurse. She said Jerry was still in a coma. That left only one person I could talk to. Mrs. Morgan?
Yes.
My name's Frank Hardy. I'm a friend of your husband's.
Yes.
I'm terribly sorry about what happened. I know the girl who allegedly ran Jerry down last night.
Allegedly? I've been to the police station. I know what happened. Sergeant Feinauer told me all about it. Your friend ran Jerry down, and she didn't even stop. Didn't stop to see if he was dead or alive. She's in jail. And Jerry's lying in that room fighting for his life.
Mrs. Morgan. I understand how you feel.
Do you?
Do you really think you understand how I feel? One day, a man is an integral part of your life. Strong, healthy, dealing with all those little everyday crises that make up a life. The next day, he doesn't even recognize your voice.
I don't think Harriet Alexander was driving the car that hit your husband.
The police have proof.
Manufactured proof, maybe. Ms. Morgan, if Harriet wasn't driving the car, it was someone else. I want to find out who it was. Please, I need your help.
Go on.
Jerry told me that he was tracking down a big story. Do you know what the story was about?
No, he wouldn't talk about it until...
Until what?
He had real proof.
Well, did he have anything at all?
I think so. I don't know. I understand the fact that you're trying to help your friend. But you're not going to do it at anybody else's expense. Your friend ran Jerry down. And she's going to pay for that. But not the way Jerry's paid.
Mrs. Morgan, can I talk to him?
Absolutely out of the question. His condition, as Mrs. Morgan knows, is critical. And I'm not going to let him be questioned by anyone, certainly not an outsider.
I didn't get a chance to talk to Jerry.
How about you?
There's no green Chevy registered to anyone in Spencer Valley. I did find this.
Meet me at the corner of Franklin and Main after the show. If you're not there, you know what will happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's short, sweet, and to the point. What are you looking for?
I don't know. A lead, a clue, something. They'll tell me more about Harriet.
What have you got?
I don't know.
Let's see.
Frank, I don't think we should open somebody else's mail.
You don't think Harry should be in jail either, do you?
No.
You have no idea what you mean to me. I would follow you anywhere, just the sight of your eyes, your hair, touch.
This is a love letter.
Yeah, there's more. Desperation, not love. Wait a minute. Who Harriet was going to meet last night, I'm sure of it. Look at the writing.
Why wouldn't she tell us about it?
Maybe one of the others knows.
Hey, what were you doing in there?
Trying to find something that'll help Harriet.
Well, you better make it fast. We were just down the police station and bail's been set. $10,000.
$10,000?
Yes, through a bail bondsman.
Well, if it's through a bail bondsman, all you need is 10% to get her out.
$1,000 on a holiday in this town? Might as well be the whole shot.
We've got to get her out. They've taken her to the hospital for psychiatric evaluation. She's not crazy. Whatever it was she told them is what she saw.
Even if her story conflicts with everyone else's story?
That's right, and you better believe
it. Hey, hold on, we're on your side, remember? You can help Harriet by telling us who wrote this letter.
Did you read that?
Harriet was going to meet the author of that letter last night. Now, who is he?
I don't know. She wouldn't tell me. If I find out...
He may be the guy who framed Harriet. The concert in the park.
What are you talking about? We're not going to do the concert now.
Oh, yes, we are. We're going to do that concert. We're going to promote it, and we're going to pass the hat, and we're going to earn that $1,000 any way we can.
You've got nothing to lose. She's your girl.
All right, let's talk to the park officials.
Well, what's our next move?
We go talk to Harriet again. This time we get some answers.
Right.
Pretty badly. Dr. Friedman had put her under sedation. I tried to talk to her once before, but the nurse said she was sleeping. Unfortunately, we just couldn't wait any longer.
Get Dr. Hale here, stat!
Mr. Hardy, someone disconnected Mr. Morgan's life support system.
Harriet! Hey, what are you doing here?
Oh, that's good.
You okay?
Let me go. You don't have any right to hold me.
Who are you? What's your name?
I don't have to tell you my name. I don't have to tell you anything. No, let me loose before I call a cop.
You want a cop? I'll get you a cop. I'm sure the police would be very interested in talking to you. What is that note all about?
What note?
The note you sent to Harriet Alexander, the one that threatened her. You sent it, didn't you?
Yeah, I sent the note. But I didn't threaten anybody.
That's not the way it read to us.
Look, my name is Pete Forrest. Harriet Alexander happens to be my wife.
Wife?
Why'd you run when you saw us? I'm not supposed to see Harriet. It's a court order, and I thought you were two of the guys from the group.
We married young, separated a few years ago. Seemed like the thing to do at the time. We both wanted it. Our marriage wasn't going anyplace. But I still love her. Ever since then, she's just drifted away from me.
What did you mean when you wrote, come and see me or you know what'll happen?
I've had real trouble since then. Last year or two, I've tried to get in touch with her. I need Harriet to come back to me. Or I can't go on. Well, that's what I meant when I said, you know what'll happen.
What were you doing in Harriet's hospital room?
I heard what happened. Couldn't believe it. I went to talk to her.
Did Harriet mention anything about the accident when you saw her last night?
Oh, yeah. She said she was really upset. Wanted to get out of town right away. Didn't even want to talk about it either. I figured that was just an excuse. That's one thing we never did. Was talk.
What did she tell you about the accident?
Some guy in a Chevy ran some guy over. She went to the police and reported it.
You are under arrest.
He was in Harriet's room when we arrived. He pushed past us and ran.
What'd she say?
Well, she didn't say anything. She was sleeping. I don't even think she knew he was in the room. This isn't a conspiracy, Lieutenant.
Oh, it isn't. She runs Morgan down. Then her husband comes to the hospital. And a few moments later, Morgan's life support system's pulled out.
And it wasn't an accident, because I visited him just a half an hour ago with one of the doctors. He was still unconscious. Then you two corner Forrest, and he runs. I would say that those two meant to kill that man, wouldn't you?
Is Morgan all right?
Stable.
Joe, it doesn't make any sense. Why would Harriet and her husband want to kill Jerry Morgan?
Because he was on to something that involved them?
What? Let's talk to Sally Morgan again.
All right.
Sally Morgan wasn't in, but we still had to find out what Jerry Morgan was working on.
Well, what do we do now?
I don't know.
What do you want?
Ms. Morgan,
Someone tried to murder Jerry this afternoon. Did you know that?
Yes, we know.
The husband of your friend.
We don't believe that.
The same way you didn't believe that girl tried to run Jerry down. Why? Why would anyone do this?
Somebody was in here looking for something. Something Jerry was working on. Now, Harriet is in the hospital. Her husband is under arrest. Neither of them are responsible for this.
It's somebody else. Someone else in Spencer Valley is desperately trying to keep Jerry from breaking his story.
I just have no idea what the story was he was working on.
Well, did he bring anything with him?
There were some pages that were in the glove compartment of the car.
Could he get them?
Listen to this. It's addressed to the governor. I strongly recommend that the state attorney general take a look at what I've discovered. Perhaps send special investigator to Spencer Valley to start the investigation from there. A narcotics syndicate.
What?
Well, that's what we're dealing with. Part of a pattern crisscrossing the U.S. That's what Jerry told me.
Someone would kill to keep that quiet?
If it's on a large enough scale. If Spencer Valley is only a small part of the pattern.
Particularly if the people here were in danger of being exposed.
Well, what can we do? Who are these people?
That's what we're going to find out.
You see the pattern?
No. Spell it out for me.
A rock group, or a lot of different rock groups, traveling from city to city, in one-night stands. Someone in the group is a contact. They pick up the stuff from the local man and distribute it in the next city. The hospital.
Someone from the hospital?
Right.
And someone in the police department's providing protection.
Exactly. Harriet did fill out a collision report, and it was buried. The police arrive at the hospital, and an attempt is made on Jerry's life.
So where do we go now?
To the police station.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Well, they can't all be in on it.
They can't?
Someone must have seen Harriet there last night. A drug ring operating out of a little town like Spencer Valley. No one would have suspected it. There had to be a contact in the group, as well as someone in the police department to keep the operation quiet.
Yeah, she was here. Brunette, right? About this tall?
Yeah, that's her.
Why didn't you come forward with this information earlier?
What information? She filled out an accident report and left. I've been fishing in the mountains since I got off duty last night. What's going on here anyway?
I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on is that...
Nothing's been going on. Patrolman Shelley, you got work to do, right?
Yes, sir.
Shut the door behind you.
Yes, sir.
You two wouldn't stop interfering, would you? Wouldn't stop poking around.
Sergeant, I don't mean to put too fine a point on it, but someone in this department is crooked as a corkscrew.
Well, it ain't me. All right, you guys heard what the patrolman said just now. Well, I guess they didn't get to him yet. There's just one guy around here who could suppress information like that. Just one. Lieutenant Collins.
Collins? You're not in on this.
On what?
We found a letter that Jerry Morgan had written to the governor of the state. There's a drug ring operating, and Spencer Valley is a part of the chain. Now, someone is supplying drugs to contacts in various groups with police protection.
That's why Collins and Dr. Friedman have been so tight.
Where's Collins now?
He left for the hospital about an hour ago.
The hospital? Jerry!
I don't want any part of this. I mean, running drugs is one thing, but murder's another.
You didn't say that when you thought it was going to happen out in the street. You're getting cold feet now. It's going to happen here in your backyard.
Collins, you can't. I mean, things have changed. Those young guys are getting warmer.
I'll worry about those guys. As a matter of fact, Doctor, why don't you just leave? Go on about your business.
Hold it, Collins. Don't do that.
You're going to regret this, Sergeant. You don't have a thing on me.
We just got your buddy Friedman in the hall. He's going to sing like a jukebox. I think we got all we need.
That just about does it. It's one more person to talk to.
We'd gotten the doctor and Lieutenant Collins. There was just one more piece of the puzzle left. The third man. The contact in the rock group.
Thank you. I'm really sorry Joe Hardy can't be here right now, so it looks like we'll be doing the finale ourselves. So don't forget, wait for those great fireworks.
It's them, Joe Hardy and Harriet. Come on. Give them a hand, everybody. I didn't think you were going to make it. How did you raise the bell?
Didn't have to. They dropped all charges. I'll explain it to you later.
Do you remember when?
Surprised to see Harriet out of custody, Campbell?
He's leaving again.
To close the door and turn the key.
Living and hoping and laughing and crying. Touching and feeling and dreaming and dying.
Right, what's going on here? What's going on?
You're under arrest, Mr. Campbell.
What's the charge?
Receiving drugs and attempted murder. We'll start with that and work our way down. Your friends in jail want you to join them. They don't like being alone. Get him out of here.
Nice timing.
Yeah. I got a full confession from Lieutenant Collins. Campbell was driving the green Chevy that ran Morgan down. It was an out-of-state job. And Collins? He just pulled the accident report. It's a funny thing, you know. You work with a guy, a superior, for 15 years. But you never really know him. He and Friedman have been dealing drugs for years. And Campbell, he manages a lot of rock groups. That's how Jerry Morgan got on to him. The groups always changed on the circuit. But the manager was always the same.
Drugs. That's why Jerry felt so strongly about the story. He always used to say that addicts were the saddest, most pathetic people in the world. And the people who deal drugs
are killers.
Yeah.
Right.
How is Jerry?
Well, he's going to be fine. He's out of the coma, and his wife's there with him now.
Good.
Walk away. Leave me as you found me. To the world. Do you remember when we were young and unashamed?
even then, we were learning to play the game.
Living and hoping and laughing and crying, touching, feeling and dreaming and dying. Life without love is a life that's denying the heart. Walk away, leave me as you found me, to the world around me, turn your back and walk away.
They're pretty good, aren't they?